In this future society, companies will have to adapt to harness the passions and interests that drive their people. However, because the modern hierarchical company is organized principally to get many tasks done rather than to generate new thinking, companies will have to organize differently. They will have to have different business processes and a different mindset about how they treat their people. It is certain that companies that are not able to change the way they operate will disappear, just like companies that failed to make the leap during other periods of rapid change. Where our obsession with the organizational pyramid comes from. In 1911, during the later stages of the Industrial Revolution, Frederick Winslow Taylor, a mechanical engineer who had a passion for organizational efficiency, published The Principles of Scientific Management. His book encouraged managers to think of their employees as specialized replaceable components, like cogs on a wheel. By studying processes and the way people spend time, Taylor created Taylorism, an approach by which managers could secure the maximum prosperity for the employer. Treating employees like a capital asset had a certain attraction, as it provided a clear role for management. In the mass production era, where the principal method of doing more revolved around deploying more capital and more bodies, Taylorism seemed to fit the